I'm Johnny B. Good, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My whole life, I've been told this one story about my family, about how my great-great-grandmother was killed by the mafia back in Sicily. I was never sure if it was true, so I decided to find out. And even though my Uncle Jimmy told me I'd only be making the vendetta worse, I'm going to Sicily anyway. Come to Italy with me to solve this 100-year-old murder mystery. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
No autographs.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Well, it's fabulous and chic.
Honey, yeah.
Watch out.
Arden and Brian are here at last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcast. But honey, no.
I'm in a real, like, keep my hands busy mood today.
I love it.
I, like, can't stop keeping my hands busy.
Hello, and welcome to Can't Stop Keeping My Hands Busy.
I wish.
My name is Arden Marine. I'm here with my lover.
I'm Brian Safi, and I just had, a hot flash or something. But I got to tell you. Well, I just finished these cashews, and I was embarrassed to be eating them in front of a literal goddess. And let's a figurative start. One.
Yes, a literal yes.
She's all of them. And so I was, like, trying to clean it up, but then I was like, oh, I'll just put it in the center.
Right.
None of this is no, I important. Love it.
No, I understand. I mean, you know, it makes me feel better because when I get in modes like that and mm-hmm. I start like organizing, because I'm kind of messy. You're quite tidy.
I'm pretty tidy.
And I'm a little bit messy, but I'll get into modes where I need to like get my remote straight. If
Why
somebody's
didn't we
there.
Call this podcast, I'm a little bit tidy and I'm a little bit messy? That would have been so cute.
And together we're tidy and messy.
Yeah.
By the way, you look very...
I'm wearing my panty shorts.
Are you
with
wearing...
a button down.
Is this your swim trunks? Is it bathing suit season?
It's bathing suit season for me. Now, Lacey Mosley, the iconic, the one and only scam goddess herself.
She's on iCarly.
She's on it all.
Black
she
Lady
doesn't,
scam show.
This is what I mean. She just doesn't stop.
She's in a gorgeous jumpsuit.
As are you, by the
Thank
way.
You.
It's like true jumpsuit.
Thank you.
Lacey.
Lacey.
Yes. Lacey looked
Hi,
under
Lacey
the
table.
Hi, Lacey.
Hi, Ryan. Hi, Tidy. Hi, Messy.
Hi. Oh my God, Tidy and Messy.
Lacey, I'm such a fan and so in love with you, to be honest.
I have to say,
I really took it to heart
yeah.
when I said I was wearing panty shorts and you looked under the table to look at them.
I haven't seen that.
Now I feel like very creepy.
No, I loved
like,
it.
Let me see.
Show the listeners. Show the viewers your
They're
panty shorts.
They're not that extreme. I have more extreme ones.
I just love
those. My shorts?
I just looked at your dick.
What Lacey didn't involve hands. You got a little hands there.
I camera.
I love a thought short.
I have to tell you, I hate wearing pants. I really do.
Yeah.
My legs, apparently, I just learned from a wardrobe person that she was like, next time will you just make sure to say athletic cut? And I was like,
what?
Yeah, what is it?
What is that?
She was like, it's for guys with thick thighs.
What?
And I was like, okay.
Who said that to you?
A wardrobe person.
Do you want me to fight her? I'm sorry, I just looked at your dick. I didn't actually look at your dick, but I felt like such a creeper.
Well, my dick isn't under my shirt.
I mean, it's okay, Arden. I mean, if the roles were reversed and you were like, oh, I love that skirt, and
yeah.
Brian, like, stuck his head under the table.
Yeah,
what I did was, like, okay, super okay, okay, fucked.
Okay. To be fair, Anna did it, too.
By the way, here's what's so fun about
fashion.
What I love about you, Brian.
Thank
and,
you.
It was when we talk about his love. You love wearing swimsuits with, like a dress shirt.
A button down, I do.
A button down.
I think that I want to blame it on Zoom.
And like a
because
windbreaker.
We only see from here up. But
you love bathing suits.
I do love a bathing
suit.
It's
like your thunder blanket for a dog.
It is a little bit, but we're getting to an age, Lacey, where we need to step. I'm not talking about you.
I feel like I'm going to keep doing whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah,
this is what I needed.
It's so funny because
Tell
if you want to dress like younger, but you're an adult, like you have to like brand it now. Like there's like kid core.
Totally.
I'm like, can I just be fucking childish? Like I just want to wear like nothing. And
right.
You know,
but I'm
like,
not embarrassing any children.
What's kid core?
It's where people dress like, you know, like they'll put like barrettes in their hair. They'll wear like basically like the adult version of Oshkosh Bagosh.
Great.
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm like, can't they just be adults who like wearing what they're wearing? But we have to like brand it so we seem less weird.
If maybe if I have children, I was dropping them off at school, I wouldn't wear my panties. But
you go with no pants.
I mean, no.
You'd be full Winnie the
panty
Pooh.
Shorts.
My panty shorts. I would wear my
Pooh,
full pants.
Winnie the Pooh. You just have a t-shirt and nothing underneath.
Correct. That's I would,
no panties.
Or you could be that dad. I mean, that excites people in the carpool line.
That dad.
Okay.
That's true.
People with their kids, they'd be getting bored with their boring ass kids.
They gotta have something excitement. To talk about. It's
we
true.
Were talking about with Carl Tart about. Daddy, and he was saying that sometimes he gets called daddy, and like he felt like, oh, does that mean I'm old? And I was saying the daddy thing. I was saying I think it means like it's a compliment, like oh, you have your shit together, like you got it, you're on it, you're a daddy. What do you think with like the dad, the hot dad at this like?
And
daddy
would you appreciate
vibe?
Being called mommy?
Oh no, please don't call me mommy. That why does that feel so much creepier?
It does though.
Can
you
imagine
but it does.
Like mommy?
Yeah.
Like mommy.
M-A-M-I.
You can call me mommy, but don't call me mommy.
No,
very big difference.
There's a
one of those is
different.
Like, you want me to like whip you and put on adult diapers, and that's not my thing. If that's your thing, I'm not king shaming, but that's not my thing. I don't want
mommy.
You in a diaper. I feel like daddy, like for me, like zaddy, unfortunately, I've never put like a monetary weight to it.
Okay.
Because the truth is like, you can just be so poor, but just like so zaddy, like just so hot.
Yes.
Like, if you got a beard that connects, and like, you know, usually zaddies like don't have a lot of money, but they have a lot of like sexual swagger and penis to provide.
That's true. That's true.
Penis to provide.
Now, Lacey.
Yes.
On this show, well, first of all,
this is getting very Drew Barrymore. They are climbing over the table.
Oh my
to
God.
Make direct
so
contact.
Obsessed.
Lacey, I have to tell you, I don't know if you watch Dateline ever.
Murders.
The Dateline Friday night didn't involve a murder. It involved one of the biggest con artists I've ever seen in my life, and
I think you would appreciate it.
The episode was called Dead Man Talking.
Yes.
Did you see this? In
Tell me. Tell me, tell me.
Well, I want you guys to watch it. If you have Peacock, you should watch it. Especially you, Lacey. I think you would love it. You should look into this guy for your show.
Dead Man Talking. What's his name?
Well, it depends on the day. It's either Nick Rossi or Alfred Knight.
Okay.
And he's either British or American.
Wow.
Love this.
And he wears costumes. It's
costume. Okay, I have
to
look into
You've
this.
You've
got to
look into
this.
You've got to look at this. That's a tip. And by the way, the reason you'll like it too.
Yeah.
It all takes place in Rhode Island.
What? Where? Providence?
And I have to tell
Newport?
You, I have never in Providence, and I've never in my life.
Yeah.
Because some of it happens at the Capitol there, like the state Capitol.
Oh. Yeah.
I've never seen state representatives dressed like this in my life. They're all wearing track suits.
Yeah.
Track suits.
And they're like, they're talking about this guy, and they go,
give me the accent.
He's a cockroach.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
He's a fucking cockroach.
It's so much Rhode Island, and it's so much conjo.
That feels so sincere. Like, if a politician wore a tracksuit, I'm like, you do crime. That's fine. You're in politics.
Come
you're at least
you're
owning
it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You're dressing like you're Tony Soprano,
that's
and you're giving me
that's
life.
That's a daddy politician.
Yeah.
That's a daddy politician.
Incredible.
Sure.
Okay, now, Lacey.
Yeah.
Yes.
What we do on this show is many things that not one connects, but the first thing we do on this show.
Yeah, there's three things. None of
none
no,
of them. They're not
no
connected.
Flow.
I love that.
We have no. There we have no capacity to like set a mood and then not.
But they could each stand on their own if they needed to.
Thank you.
So we nominate every week people from our lives or in the culture who have no autographs, please energy, which is just that fuck it. Sort of delusional, maybe even Hilaria Baldwin kind
Hilaria?
Of.
Hilaria? No,
Hilaria. Cucumber.
Cucumber. She's unbelievable.
I love her.
Obsessed.
And like all of her kids have the most Latinx names you've ever
the
heard.
The newest
ever.
One is Hilaria. She just named the new baby Hilaria.
She was like, now someone legitimately is named that.
Yep.
She's Hillary.
She's Hillary
from Boston.
She's Hillary from Boston, from like Brookline.
But she was like, but my baby is Hilaria.
Right.
So, como se dice mi bebé?
Yeah.
Like,
Michelle Collins saw her last week. With the nanny and all the kids. And Anna, she was talking about it at the live show. She was saying about, she noticed at first these gorgeous children, tons of them, gorgeous but filthy.
Oh, sure.
And then Hilaria was there with the nanny, and that she was very loudly speaking Spanish to everybody. But she said she was very good at speaking Spanish.
Gore Vidal.
She only has one nanny?
at the time. That was
your, does your friend speak Spanish, though?
Oh.
Porque tu amiga no habla en español, no puede conocer.
Okay, you do, obviously.
Yeah, you know what I mean? But my Spanish is hella fucking broken, but I have a great Mexican accent because that's who I learned from.
Yeah.
So, like, it can sound real Gucci and cute if you don't have an ear.
Right. That's a great question. I don't know. We'd have to ask Michelle.
I heard something from Gore Vidal recently. Though. Not from him. I think he's dead.
Yeah.
But I read something where he said, Italian men, he's gay.
Yeah.
He said, the difference between Italian men and American men is that Italian men have dirty feet but clean buttholes, and American men have clean feet and dirty buttholes.
Interesting.
I don't know what to make of it. And I had to share it. I had to get it out of my system because I'm not sure what it meant.
Now, that's...
and
say that one more time. I need to hear it again.
I really
Italian
don't want to say
men
it again.
Have dirty feet but clean assholes. Buttholes.
And American men have clean feet but dirty assholes.
I feel
he must have gotten this from just fucking around the world.
I feel like that means that they're also not that fun in bed. That means Italian men, they don't give a shit. We're out. We're dirty, but I'll keep my important things clean.
Wait, so a dirty asshole is more sexy to you?
No. I'm saying the clean asshole.
You flipped it. The Italians have the clean booty.
Yeah, the Italians have the clean booty, and they're more exciting in bed because, sorry, I flipped it. The Italians are more exciting in bed because they're like, and they're also like, we're out. We're living life. We're like walking around. We're having a wine. You know, like, yeah, my feet are, but I keep my important things clean.
I like it.
Because I like to live life and be part of the earth with my feet, but then I'm going to keep it together for my fucking. And then American men are like, whatever. You're going to come, like, you know.
Trying to keep up appearances.
Yeah, but they're.
But really, they're disgusting.
But, but maybe not that fun. And but I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I see where you're going with this. I'll raise you that I would take a dirty foot and a clean booty because a dirty foot is
that's
like,
right.
Are you outside being rugged as shit?
That's right.
Are you making
Italian.
A fucking house like
that's
you should as a cisgender man?
That's right.
And then and then dating women, your feet need to be clean. Like,
that's right.
I don't know why. It's just a dirty foot woman,
Italian,
that's not okay for me.
Italian.
But a dirty foot man, I'm like,
I did not think that you two would be able to weave this into some sense. And
yes.
You did.
Yeah.
You managed to do it.
You want the Italian man with the dirty feet and the clean booty.
Lacey, do you have anyone to nominate this week for no autographs,
I
please?
I do.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Okay, so this is someone that I know, so I have to keep it very vague.
Okay, great.
But this person.
Share.
Okay. They have a very regular profession.
Yes.
Okay.
Like, you know, the kind that you go to like a 4-year institution for, and then you like, when you graduate, you go and work there.
Right.
Yes.
And they explain the job, and then like after 5 minutes, you're like, I don't even understand what you do.
Yeah, and they get certifications and stuff, but it's just like a regular job.
Yeah.
But this person lives like a double life where like, if you look, I'll show you their Instagram, but if you look at their Instagram, it looks like they're like married to a rapper or like living this insane life that you're like, this makes absolutely no sense.
I love a double
this is
life.
Exciting.
So I'm saying that this person has the energy of
I love it.
They know autographs because
they know how to have their avatar be killing it.
Yeah, but that's not all the way why. So the reason that I say that this person has no autographs energy is because this person has fully been like, well, in a relationship, but like cheating and stuff, like forever, right?
Sure.
But
obsessed.
Like, this
obsessed.
Person got
obsessed.
Engaged.
Yes.
And
obsessed.
The engagement photo was just them holding out their hand, showing the ring, and it said MRS. And like, the spouse, like the person, the fiance that they're getting engaged to is not in the photo.
Sure. Yes.
Welcome to the rest of your life.
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
And they're like, can you take this again? Yeah, I need you to redo it.
Obsessed.
I need you to redo this.
This person only puts like their, because like they're fully like sending out save the dates and shit right now.
Yes.
This person only puts their engagement stuff on private story.
Yeah. Because they want to seem available out in the world.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Because they want to seem not to. But what's this?
And
that
this person
is
has
great.
Like a couple, like this is like the amount of followers you have when it's friends and family and people you meet, right? But they post like they have millions of followers.
Like they're influencing.
Wow.
Yes, but like it killed me when they posted like engaged,
story.
Like the post, because like it was so funny, somebody from like a past life or whatever commented, like it was like, who are you marrying?
Right.
Yeah, and it's like, we've never seen this person, they've never been on your gram. They've
who
never...
are you in love with?
Yeah, well, he's not on any of the
who
photos.
Who gave you that?
Yeah,
it's just like, that's big no autographs.
Oh,
energy.
It's so good.
How you go get engaged and be in a photo by yourself?
By yourself, and then having sense. a private gram.
And how does that make your fiance feel?
Yeah, terrible.
Yeah.
Absolutely terrible.
She's got a business to run, even though it's not a business.
Right. Like Drake was hiding the world from his kid. They hiding the world from their fiance.
Completely.
It is fascinating when you see some people, when you know the reality, and then you see people's avatar of like, whoa, like, I know for a fact you've been hitting your brother up for rent for the last 5 months.
Right.
But, like, how are you at this resort? Like, what the fuck? I know that's not. There's no foundation there. Yeah.
I know. There was someone who asked me out recently who I found out, like, didn't have a car and not for ecological reasons.
Yeah.
Like, it just is sort of, I'm at a point, I'm not shaming you if you don't have one. I just want to date someone who has a car.
Yeah. That's a good idea, though. Like, if I didn't have a car, I'd be like, because I'm not trying to ruin the planet.
Yeah, exactly.
Get a Turnberg, say, I shouldn't have a car. You ruined the planet,
that's exactly right.
He's been waiting 1 year for the specific Porsche to come in.
Oh,
and I'm like,
I love that.
If you live in a studio apartment, this is not how you live your life. This is not how you live your life.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing or a Porsche. Nothing. Give me a break.
I have a no autographs, please, energy.
Go ahead.
That was, as you were talking, it sort of rang a bell. When I first moved to Los Angeles, I met
California,
Hollywood, the city of Angles.
Yeah.
I met this woman that I just thought was like a lady, just like this sort of like nice older woman who was going to like help me with something. And so I gave her, she gave me her number and she just literally just looked like a lady. You know, I didn't. And I called.
She just looked like a lady.
She was just like a lady. Just like a regular. Just like a regular.
We could pick her out of a lineup. Like, no doubt about
what
it.
What kind of lady? Is she like a Chico's lady? Is she a New York and Company lady? Is she a Banana Republic lady?
Yep. She felt like
Prada deep, lady?
Not a Prada lady.
But I actually like do want you to pick the brand now.
Okay, I'm
Ross
gonna say
lady.
Banana Republic.
J. Jill.
Banana Republic.
Like a Banana Republic lady lives in the valley. Okay. Like perfectly nice. Like a cardigan sweater. Like a mom. Like I felt like a mom. Like it could have been from Rhode Island.
Okay, yeah.
So I called this lady and somebody answered the phone and said, production. And I was like, oh, I'm so sorry. I think I have the wrong phone number. I'm looking for so-and-so. And they're like, yes. And I'm like, oh, is this not their phone number? They're like, no, production. Can I take this? Maniac
production
was like a failed actor who had like a service that would call and make it seem like they were on set. Okay. And like was like they made it seem like
that
they,
is
wild.
Next.
And I will tell you off air.
By the way,
who it
when
was.
We're on sets, they don't call me and someone answers production.
I was like, oh.
Even when production calls me and I pick up, I'm like, hello, they're not like, it's production.
It's production.
Production. It was.
She picked up the phone. She was like, movies, Hollywood. Okay.
And so anyway, so yeah, she would call and say production. And then I was like, oh, I'm sorry. You know, I talked to her and she was like, yeah, like, that's her number. That is full no autographs, please energy. Isn't that wild?
To the max.
Can you imagine?
She wants people to ask for the autograph so she can say no.
Yeah, it was banana.
Remember how
I didn't know she was
you.
An actress. Like, I didn't know. I thought she was just like, I had no concept. I just thought it was like the equivalent of like my mom's friend. You should call her when you get to LA. I was like, what?
I'm actually going to switch my note autographs, please, this week. And actually, because of the autographs thing that you just said, Lacey, I'm going to switch it to Lori Loughlin, when she was outside the courthouse during the trial for getting her kid into college illegally, she had headshots at the ready and was signing autographs.
No. Are you kidding?
That is.
No.
Yeah, no, she used it as like, it was like a job. She used it as like a press opportunity.
No.
I met her right before all the shit came out. Like, I was at lunch with my managers in Beverly Hills, which sounds very no autograph, please. But like, obviously, like she's walking this like big ass dog down the street and like looking just like the most moisturized white woman ever.
Yeah, of course.
And she like walks up at our table like real slow.
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, doggy. Like, no, it's like a big ass golden retriever or something. Yeah, she's like, no, no. But you could tell like she wants
she
us to like pet the dog.
Wow.
Yeah, I love people who do that, who like use something else to be like, I want to met. Oh, I
oh
don't
my
even
God,
want to talk about
so
it.
Do, 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 oh my God. Do, yeah. I was just doing my Massimos and whatnot. What's up, y'all?
I also, my other, okay, the other note of autographs, please, I was going to say.
Yeah.
Which the production thing reminded me of. I used to get my haircut at this place in New York when I lived there that used to answer the phone by the name of the salon.
Okay.
But then they just stopped doing it. And so they would answer it, hair studio.
No.
And I was like, okay, but is this blankety blank? They were like, yeah. Then they stopped doing that.
Yeah.
And they just started answering the phone, studio.
No.
And so I said, what's going on? Like, why? I was sitting in a chair one day. Why are you saying that?
Yeah.
And she said, well,
I can't.
It's a long story.
Yeah.
But I've had a really hard time lately. My son tried to karate kick me.
No.
Why is that cool? Change the name of your business.
By the way, she never actually got to why she was only answering the phone studio because we only just talked about that. And I was like, oh, okay.
How old is her son?
I think like five.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that is so.
And she kept saying the phrase karate kick me.
By the way, that is so
and
exciting.
The salon still exists. Wow. I walked by it the last time I was in New York and I wanted to go in, but then I didn't.
Did you want a karate kick?
No, because she kept telling me I needed to dye my hair red.
That's such a strong suggestion from a stylist. Like, oh you're, normally it's like you need a trim. Oh not like, no. You, have you seen Jesse Tyler Ferguson recently? Yeah. You should be him.
Exactly. Wait, I just had a vision of another No Autographs Please person. Was your old therapist who would watch The Bachelor? What did she watch?
She would be late for appointments because she did appointments out of her house, like in her living room or whatever, or in her office. And she'd be late for appointments, and I would hear her TiVo rewinding on The Bachelor.
So it's on TiVo, too. So she could watch it anytime.
Any time.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, sorry, I was late. I was on a call. And I was like, you live here alone. All I heard was the same scene of The Bachelor over and over and over again. And you're rewinding it. So you're late. And then I didn't get extra time ever.
So good.
She just was rewinding it.
She took out of your time was watching the rose ceremony. Yes. Oh, she ain't shit for that.
And then I told her that I had to stop coming because I just wanted to find a new therapist. Yeah. And she goes, you know what? Keep coming. You don't even have to pay me.
I can't.
We're just hanging out now. She just wanted to be friends with me.
She also was in the hotel during the Indian hotel bombings in India.
No.
She was staying in the hotel. She called me and she was like, honey, I'm not going to be able to make my appointment tomorrow. I can't come back in town. I'm in the hotel that was bombed.
No.
Now, do you know she was really there?
No.
Because that's given, like, no. She went on CNN and was like, what can I say?
She's got real No Autographs Please energy.
She does. Yes.
All right. I know we're going long, but I just want to end before we go to break. Your bridal story. Reminded me of this thing that a listener. Okay, whoa. A listener.
Is that
wait,
you?
No, don't look.
Wait.
No, don't look.
I've never seen Arden look like this in my life.
No, okay, oh my gosh, what is? I cannot.
You don't know. I mean.
Okay. So a listener emailed in. We played this at Union Hall. There's a whole category on YouTube of brides who serenade themselves down the aisle.
Okay. What?
I thought that was you.
I wish it was me. Can I just? Okay. Check this. And the groom is the only one enjoying it.
Put this
in my
veins.
The only person enjoying this is... Okay, wait.
I'm so embarrassed.
Can you guys see?
Yeah.
Yes.
The groom is the only one here who likes it. Her friends fucking hate it. Can you even? Can you imagine?
I mean, she don't sound too bad, though.
No, she doesn't.
But it goes on.
I...
But wait, it gets worse because just when it can't get worse, there's also a background choir.
I gotta say, this is real only posting the ring energy because.
Yes. Okay, wait, it gets worse. Her dad joins her in a second. Her dad fucking accompanies her in a second.
She's walking down the aisle so slowly. How many times did they rehearse the walk to time it right?
Okay, wait, here we go. Here comes the dad. Oh my God, wait, sorry. Let me get.
Oh, they don't
okay,
sound.
Okay, somebody can't play in that band.
They don't sound very
they let somebody cousin.
Okay, wait, here we go. Look at this. Here comes the dad. And then she snatches the mic back.
Very Nicole Swisinger of her.
Wait, look
why
at
is she laughing at
wait,
him?
Look at this. She's about, he's clapping. His dick is like in a vice about to marry this woman. Look, wait, watch her grab the mic.
She snatched it like, all right, enough of that shit.
Oh my God.
And he looked a little perturbed that she snatched it like that. Yeah. Like he was not done.
He's like, you can walk the rest of the way alone.
Look at her friends watching. They're all just
mortified.
Like mortified. And this has been like 10 minutes.
I'm so embarrassed for everybody. I'm proud.
Can I just say, this is somebody who wanted to be a singer their whole life, could never hack it, you know, could never cut the mustard or whatever. And they were like, this is my last chance to perform in front of a large crowd.
Yes.
And yeah, it so happens to be people here for my wedding, but what about it?
Yep. You've got an active audience. This is really, you know what? In her defense, actually, if you always wanted to be a singer and couldn't hack it, and you wanted a stadium full of people, Do it at your wedding.
Have you seen any weird bride behavior at a wedding?
A weird bride behavior? Not as much as weird groom behavior.
Oh.
That's fair.
Yeah, like at my cousin, one of my like second or third cousin's weddings, they had a timer in the church that was counting down to when the ceremony was going to start, which I thought was very stupid on their part because these motherfuckers was late as hell.
I was going to say, no one's ever on time for a wedding.
So the timer ran out and we were like, okay, it's been 20 minutes and it's on zero. Like,
yeah,
I'm not gonna
what's
come.
Happening?
Hello? So then when my cousin finally comes down the aisle, he's like, this is back in the time where like people would just like wear Bluetooth speakers in their ear to show that they were rich or something. I don't know.
He wore it down the aisle?
Yes.
No!
And he had it on the whole ceremony. And I'm like, are you going to fucking take a call? Like, why do you have this on?
That is the worst story I've ever heard in my life.
That's a shoulder crush, Lisa Energy.
That is.
It was like, I know I'm here and it's my special day, but if somebody calls from business.
Oh my God.
Production. If production calls, I got to pick up.
Production. Production.
That is, I am so rarely without a reaction.
Yeah.
But I am so floored that someone would walk down the aisle with a Bluetooth speaker.
Like, sir, please.
Be serious. In their ear.
In their ear. In their ear. Wow. Okay, so that is incredible.
I mean, we're going to have to go to break because this is.
We have to go to break.
I need a nap.
When we come back, we're going to go on a first date, an improvised first date, where Brian and I are going to be going on a first date. It has to go well. And one of our listeners emailed in, and their location suggestion was
a beer garden.
A beer garden.
Yeah.
Okay, and Lacey, would you like to name Brian and I from two people that you know from your childhood?
Sure. Andrew.
You got it.
And Talia.
Okay, great.
Love it.
Great.
All right.
All right, when we come back, Andrew and Talia will be at the beer garden.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do? Anytime an animal becomes rabid,
bets are off.
It's the aggressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to go ahead and get you.
It's going to find where you're at. It's going to see you going potty, and it's going to approach.
It's going to come on ahead and towards you and get you. Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. We're at a beer garden where Andrew and Talia are about to go on a date. If you have never heard our podcast before, if you hear this bell, that means that we're going to be doing an actual line emailed into us or tweeted at us that was the worst thing in real life said to one of our listeners on a date out of context. So if you want to participate, you can email us at napspod1@gmail.com.
Whoa, big crowd in here. Oh, there you are.
Oh.
Hey, Talia. I'm Andrew.
Oh, hi, Andrew. I'm Talia.
Oh, wow. You sound very different online versus in person.
Oh, you know, I just always want, I feel very international right now.
Yeah.
Woo, look at you, award Lederhosen.
Yeah. Don't take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
But you are soft in all the right places.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for honest.
Thank you so much. My surgery's healing up. I just had a giant, Brazilian booty lift.
Okay.
I've added a few asses on my ass.
Your butt is
huge.
Yes.
Padded.
And one cheek is much bigger than the other.
I ran out of my GoFundMe funds.
You asked people to pay for your surgery?
I don't love to work. Okay. But boy, you look, your Lederhosen looks like it's stuffed with dough, if you know what I'm saying.
Well, do you want to go get a beer?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Hi.
Hi.
We need to, I don't know if you have Pilsner, IPA, if you have anything. Do you have anything on tap? Sorry, I get nervous ordering.
Yeah, we have a very long list of taps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you want to just look at this list right here.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
And just take your time.
Okay.
I'm waiting for my dad to die.
Oh,
shit.
I'm a death doula.
Wow.
I'm a death doula. I help shepherd people through death. So I'm just saying, if you need some healing, if you want me to shepherd your dad, is he nearby?
No, he's not. Oh, he's in the hospital in Kansas.
So, sorry, do you want us to order by the time he dies?
No, we don't know when he's going to die. I'm just waiting for a call.
I'm really
sorry. No, it's fine.
Melanie, I'm sorry for your future laws. I don't mean to be
I'm sorry for your future laws, too.
I just want to say, I know this is really inappropriate, and I know this is not what they normally serve at a beer garden, but these green beans are fat as dick.
Yeah, they are. They're really juicy as dick as well. Would you like an order?
Yeah, please.
Wow, this is a really open. I mean, you know, normally beer gardens are open because it's open air, but this is really, you know, I'm fine. I just, I hear that word. And
Which word? We said so many.
Right. I guess beans and juicy and dick and the fact that your dad's dying and this thick list of beers.
Whoa.
Anyway, I'll take the brook.
I'm gonna take the Peabody Pilsner.
I have to ask you, why aren't you with your dad right now?
Yeah, why aren't you with
it
your dad right
like
now?
It seems like you should.
Dads are complicated.
Yeah, and like I had this shift, and no one could swap me.
Look, I want you to feel okay. I just want you to feel seen. My parents recently got divorced, and my dad came out of the closet, and my mom married her first cousin since they were done having kids. So it's everybody's got a full plate.
You're comparing that to her dad dying?
Look, I'm just saying everybody's got a dad situation.
Right.
I mean, I find you both incredibly attractive, but I find your beliefs disgusting.
Wow, you have a little mustache, and there's nothing wrong with that, but you do.
Oh, so we're doing, like, hot takes now? RuPaul is just enabling people with personality disorders.
What?
Just a hot take, I gotta say. I don't approve of that show. I have a lot of opinion. Can I get my beer?
Whoa,
yeah, I'll
whoa.
Pour that for you right now.
Thank you so much.
Whoa.
I thought you'd sweat more.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, I'm about...
He's sweating quite a bit.
Well, this is a funny story, and this is a first date story.
I love to laugh.
It's a first date story.
I love a first date story.
I used to sweat so severely, that it would... It truly looked like I had just come from a cloud forest.
Oh, wow. That reminds me of my dad right now. Mm-hmm. You sweat a lot when you die. Mm-hmm.
Is that true?
As a death doula, you sweat it all out.
Wow.
What's a cloud forest?
Yeah, we want to know.
Oh, okay. See, this is where I get a little... I travel a lot.
Oh,
and in all different climates. And I'm actually reading a book. And by the way, I'd love for you both to read my novel and give me feedback whenever you might...
I mean, there are all sorts of clubs for people who read books. What about club for those of us who read People magazine?
Oh, I think it's a dying breed, to be honest with you.
Oh, like my dad.
Yeah.
Shit.
No, it's cool. We're all just still waiting. Here's your beer.
Oh, thank you so much. This looks delicious.
Thank you.
I hate to be this way, but this is literally like all foam. Do you mind putting more?
That's a lot of foam.
Oh, I thought that you would enjoy the foam. The last time I saw a mouth like that, it was on the end of a hook.
I do have fish lips.
Yeah, so I figured you could, like, fish on that foam.
Andrew, I was surprised.
Fish on that foam. I got to tell you, again, back to the words that are triggering me.
Yeah.
It was beans, juicy dick, and now it really is fish through that foam. Is that what you said?
Yeah, you know how fish, like, gup, gup, gup,
gup. Yeah. Don't imitate me. Don't imitate me.
It's unusual for a man to have so much lip injection, and that's what drew me to you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I
had seen it on a lot of women. I hadn't seen it on a lot of men.
Well, in that case, I would like to look at you and say, woof, woof, woof.
Wow. Okay? What's your body count?
Like, how many bodies have I buried?
I mean, whatever, however you want to take it.
Well,
or how much?
You shouldn't bring up death in front of her.
Oh.
Yeah, it's cool. My dad's still alive right now.
Okay, I'm a death doula. I don't know if I mentioned that.
You did. And I still don't understand, like, how you certify in that or, like,
you know,
great
question.
Thank
you for asking. Listen, I just feel like I'm an empath. Mm. So I feel things it's really hard for me going through life. Like I soak up energy. I'm like an energy healer. But like, I just feel vibes. Like you seem very anxious, and it's not just the lips. It's not just the dick. It's not the green bean. It's not the lederhosen. I pick up on things.
I do dress as a theme, yeah.
You dress as a theme?
Well, wait, when I hear I go into a beer garden, I dress as that. When I go to a cafeteria, yes, I dress.
How often, what cafeterias do you go to?
Excuse me, I go to Furs. I go. What's oh, no, that's sorry. That's the place I buy my furs. Never mind. I go to. I go to Luby's.
Uh-huh.
I go to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Luby's. So you also like to wait for people to die.
Mm-hmm.
It is a lot of that there. I'll be honest with you.
So basically you have to be an empath and just sort of feel like, you know, I just have, people die all around me and I'm just like, oh, I'm sorry. And that's like a death doula.
So I know we met through Mary.
Yes. Don't remind me.
Well,
she owes me money.
Well, I...
Why do you do your taxes at H&R Block? Are you poor?
Thank you for asking. I don't actually make as much as I thought I was going to make. I quit being a lawyer to become a death doula.
Oh, wow.
So, yes, I am. I have a lot of
debt. But you're loaning people money, like Mary?
Well, I have to say, Mary, she owes me. Yes, I loaned her money. I Venmoed her money. She said it was like a multi-level marketing thing. I was trying to buy some face creams, a purse, some initials,
some
cute coolers.
So was the con on you or on her?
I think the con was on me.
Got it. Well, look. I know Mary thought we might have something in common because we're both interested in fan fiction,
yeah.
But I've reevaluated my life, and I now believe anyone who reads fan fiction must be a pedophone. A pedophone?
Oh, I'm sorry. Wow, that's wild.
A pedophone. So this isn't going to work out after all.
Listen, I love fan fiction, and I take my People magazines, and I see, so for example, last week was Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick on the cover.
Okay.
I write fan fiction of what if they had sort of like a medieval theme. They're stuck in a castle. They're like Harry Potter as a couple. You know, I don't know.
Right.
Harry Bacon.
Words that are just not doing it for me.
What you lack in personality, you make up for in pigtails.
I just got my hair done.
Yeah.
Do you like it?
No.
Okay.
But look, honestly, I'm being rude.
Well, it's why my ex and I broke up.
Oh.
Her name was Carol.
Oh,
cut to Carol and me breaking up.
Hey,
I got my hair done, babe.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh, my God. My
what?
Father.
No, I got.
My father was right. My father was right about you.
Which was?
My father was right about you.
I thought you said you thought I looked cute with longer hair.
I have to go.
Why? Where are you going?
No, I'm packing my things. Move. I'm taking the TV.
What?
Carol, we all knew. Everybody knew. I mean, like, we were shocked when you were dating Andrew.
I know. I know. And everyone said. And everyone knew.
Carol.
Move. I got to unplug it. I'm taking the cable,
no,
too.
No, but you know what? Honestly, it feels like you're leaving your jewelry and taking the TV. Listen,
Carol.
Is it the pigtails?
Carol, when I saw you post your friendship bracelet on your Instagram, but all I saw was a piece of a pigtail hair on the side, but no face, I knew something was fucked.
Yeah.
Carol, why didn't you ever post pictures of me?
Because I was hiding the world from our relationship. I was trying to keep our relationship safe and sacred by telling literally no one about it. Now, please move. I am also taking the DVR.
What?
Yes. My Bachelor is on here. Now, fucking move.
Well, all my I Love Lucy's are on there. And you know how I only watch whatever the fuck network that's on.
Andrew, listen, man. I know you were excited to marry. You got to go get her and marry her. I know you wanted to sing yourself down the aisle. You've got to get her. You've got to get
her. Okay. Let me go talk to Carol.
Hello?
Hey,
What are you doing here? How'd you find out where I live?
The TV, first of all, looks great in here.
Thank you.
I can see you designed the whole...
I had it mounted.
Well, anyway, I bought my friend Josephine to make you jealous.
Hey!
But we're not together. But she suggested...
Mm-hmm.
She's a big stoner.
Oh, hey, hold on one second.
Oh, no problem.
Nice place.
Hey, Tom, can you just stay on the couch? I'm taking a phone call right now at the door.
Wait.
Yeah, we'll get to your therapy session in a minute.
What?
Yeah, you're still on the clock.
Wow, Carol is a real power broker.
All right, Carol, I'm really proud. I'm really proud that you ended up getting your therapy license. I know I was keeping you from that, but according to you being in your life.
Are you actually certified? How do you become a therapist?
A lot of online courses.
Yeah, I mean, she did work. Josephine, I have to tell you, she did work really, really. Actually, you know what? You can go back to the Chevron. I'll pick you up later.
This feels like it's not about me, so I'm going to close the door.
Okay, great.
Oh, no, wait. Very quickly. Very quickly.
Guys, listen. There's a chance I might be sick because my girlfriend has strep throat, so I'll just let you guys talk.
You're a lesbian?
Mm.
Okay. I thought maybe...
No, I'm fluid.
Well, can you suggest us... So anyway, Josephine had this incredible idea that if you and I got married, which I think could still happen, that I would sing... Maybe it would turn you on if... What was the song you wanted me to sing?
Old Man River, Don't Go Crying. The Old Man River, Don't Go Crying.
Sorry, is that the name of one song?
You know what? I want
Come
you
on,
to sing
Andrew.
Whatever your favorite song as a baby boy was.
Okay, here we go. Picture me going down to the aisle.
Don't go
to,
breaking my
to you.
Heart.
Normally, the men don't come to the
like I would be.
No, this is different. This is 2023 now. This is 2023.
Yeah, by the way, get woke, okay?
Wake up. Okay. Wake up. Don't go breaking my heart.
Don't go breaking my heart.
I could.
Really?
That was so beautiful.
Keep going.
Oh my God, I'm like a puddle. I'm so wet right now. Oh get my, in here.
Oh
my
God. Basements are flooded all over the Inland Empire.
All right, I gotta. I just
keep
gotta.
Keep singing. Keep singing.
Mary, I gotta be honest with you.
Keep singing.
I couldn't if I tried.
Hold on, Tom. I'm almost off the floor.
Oh, fuck yeah. All right, listen.
This
I need to go.
Energy here
Mary set
tight.
Me up on a date with someone. I'm going to go on the date because I'm an honest person, but I'm going to tell her when I'm there that you and I are back on, Carol. Cut to it.
So listen, I just want to let you know.
I have something really important to tell you, but
go ahead. You're mine now.
I can't be. I convinced my soon-to-be bride.
What?
Who, by the way, I'd love to introduce you here. She just came in. Carol, over here.
Hi.
Carol, this is the girl I told you I was going on a date
with.
Oh,
hi. You have a cat.
Yeah.
Don't they have teeth and, like, knives on their feet? How can you live like that?
Oh, you know, I just feel like death is all around us. You just have to, like, embrace it. But, like, is the cat going to kill me with his claws? Probably.
So, listen. I have this idea that really benefits you guys more than me.
Yeah.
You've probably always had a fantasy that I would be a polygamist.
Sure.
So I was actually thinking, it's every woman's fantasy.
Yeah, yeah.
I was like just thinking if you guys both wanted to marry me.
Okay, look, I never saw my life like this, and you know how my dad is, and you know what he says about you and what everyone says.
And by the way, you should meet the bartender. Her dad's much worse off than yours.
Your dad is dying.
Oh, yeah, my dad. I'm waiting on my dad to die. Oh, hi. Yeah. My dad is very healthy. Oh, man. Wow. That sounds nice.
Yeah. Don't eat the green beans.
Look, those green beans are fat as dick.
Yeah. So what do you think?
Honestly, if you talked to me a few days ago, I would have said no. Yeah. But I'm totally down for this. I just have one boundary.
What?
You can't watch the TV.
What?
It looks beautiful. You can't watch the TV. In her new place. No, we can't watch.
You have hair like a cocker spaniel and you can't watch my TV.
I love your teeth. You would leave really interesting bite marks. So that's a yes for me.
Guys.
I don't go breaking more.
Guys, not here.
I know. She's going to cry. She's going to get wet. She's going to get wet.
All right. Ma'am, you can't hump our stools.
Good luck to your dad. Carol, I love you.
Let's do this.
And Talia. Tatiana. I love you too.
Talia.
Which do you go by?
Tatiana.
It's been very unclear.
Tatiana.
Okay.
Oh, you're the perfect amount of overweight.
Oh my God, thank you.
She's sweet.
I just got one new ass cheek.
Yeah, she's really sweet.
I saw.
Thank you.
Okay, guys, this was so fun.
I'm so horny.
Let's go get hitched.
Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. Hey, guys, good news. My dad died.
Oh, congratulations. I know you've been waiting forever.
Thank you so much.
Do you feel a little freer now? I mean, do you feel like you have more time on your hands?
Can I help you? How can I be of service to you?
No, I feel amazing. I continue to choose tequila every day.
Wow.
That's
do you want to ever call me? Just know they'll say production when you call, but just know that will be me.
That means we're really busy.
Yeah.
Like, basically, don't call us.
Crazy.
But I'm glad your dad died.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Hey, this week on Call Chelsea Peretti, we have Blake Anderson, and it's definitely worth a listen for moments such as...
Yeah, it's crazy. You didn't realize how much Sporks had to...
change the game.
Yeah.
What is the relationship between Sweden, Stockholm, and Norway?
That's a great question.
Do you know that a caller called and says he has something called Fantasia's disease where you can't visualize anything?
Fantasia? I have that.
What the actual...
What? You do? Anytime an animal becomes rabid,
all bets are off.
It's the aggressor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's going to go ahead and get you.
It's going to find where you're at. It's going to see you going potty, and it's going to approach.
It's going to come on ahead and towards you and get you. Listen to Call Chelsea Peretti on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeartRadio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage. A 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. Hi, Lacey.
Hi.
Okay, so this is a portion where we make a peanut butter powder cake for you with PB Fit. We should really, Dr. Banana, we should try to get them to sponsor us.
We will.
So all this is dehydrated peanuts. Are you allergic to peanuts?
No, I've recently learned about this because my cousin is into it.
Now, will you show our cameras what you've brought to add into our to our cake?
Oh, right. We've been filming this whole time.
Yes. What is it? Great, what have you brought
for
us?
So this is a thin butter cookie.
Yum.
Delicious.
Yes. That sounds so good. Where did you get these?
I got them in a gift basket.
Yes.
You know those gift baskets you get that like have companies that like nobody has ever heard of them?
Yes, love it.
Yeah, and now, it's kind of a punishment, but it's also a gift.
Yes, exactly.
For sure.
Now, Lacey, how did you think that date went? And have you been on any, are you dating
Lacey,
right now?
Lacey, I promise it's going to be good.
Is that applesauce? Oh my gosh.
So we're putting in applesauce.
I promise it'll be good.
Here, wait, I'll show the camera. Hand me when you're done. I'll show what we're adding. We're adding in applesauce. We're adding in.
Is this okay?
Yeah, it's all good. Okay. I have no allergies.
I think we need a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Now, what is in this tincture?
This is just a little bit to sweeten. It's just it's a little vanilla stevia.
Okay,
so now, Lacey, how do you keep your spirits up in life? Like, do you ever get down?
Oh, yeah. No, I've been down for like the past 3.5 years. I just got up.
Did you?
Yes.
How did you get up?
I think it was like a process.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. I thought that I was like going to go on a retreat for a week and I was going to feel better. And then I realized like this whole process of like feeling better is just like you have to take your time and like take your lumps. But I'm feeling a lot better.
We talk a lot about this on the pod. I mean, this is also, we sort of created this because it's like fun to come have community and hang out. Do you have a community that, like, people that you hang out with? Do you have your gal pals?
Yeah, what makes you feel good?
What makes you feel good?
Yes, I have a lot of great friends and family, and I like hanging out and planning trips.
Yeah,
and,
where do you like to go?
She just went to Joshua Tree.
You did?
That was really nice. It was wonderful. There was a lot of, like, weird things that happened because you get the services brought to your house.
Right.
So, like, one time we had, like, this chef who was, like, really odd and could not cook at all. Like, when I tell you the worst fucking food I've ever had in my life, like, I wanted to fist. Despite this
man. No, this will be the worst food you've ever had.
No, it's going to be
good. I bet it's going to be better than what
Thank
I had there.
You.
Yes.
Thank you.
I promise
Thank
you.
Thank you.
It was like I could, like, inedible. I was like, how are you? You know what? He did the scam where he, like, put a bunch of fucking garlic. Like, I mean, like, when I say a bunch, I'm talking, like, think about, like, a pan, like, maybe, like, this size that's full of just cloves of garlic and olive oil.
Yeah.
And then he stuck it in the oven and, like, made the whole house smell like this garlicky, like, it kind of smelled really good. Like,
great.
He was cooking something good.
You're like,
he did
fucking
nothing with this garlic. It was just a ruse.
It
to
was
make
just
it
to make it
smell,
to make it smell like he knows how to cook.
Yeah.
Well, we don't even pretend to know how to cook.
I appreciate that. I think this mug of whatever y'all just made is going to be absolutely delicious.
So I'll give you the track record. The highest mark we've gotten was from Drew Drogi, who loved it.
No, Katie.
Katie gave it a 7. Anna has given it a 7.
But she's given it a 2.
Paula Tompkins gave
today.
It, I think, a 4. Carl gave it a 2.
Lauren Lapkus hated it. Jaquise hated it.
Yeah. But if it's any consolation, we love it every time.
We love it.
And this is a listener's...
I'm on my journey of radical honesty, so I'm going to... like.
That's
we
what
don't
we want.
Vary.
No,
that,
we
don't
legit are trying to improve it.
Yeah.
But we would never serve you anything we thought was gross.
Yeah.
So, and you only have to take a bite. But we'd never serve anything we thought was gross. So I think you saw what we put in it.
Yes.
This is very...
We have
this
cocoa
is very
powder.
People magazine, to be honest.
This is very... We have cocoa powder, applesauce, peanut butter powder, almond breeze, a little stevia, and one thin butter cookie.
I'm excited to see what this is going to be. And to answer your question, Arden, about like weird dates.
Yeah.
I've been on some weird dates.
I bet.
I don't go on enough dates, so I think that's why like it's not that many. But like I remember one where this guy lied to me and told me like when he asked me out that he was Puerto Rican, like which I don't understand why he lied about that. He was just half black and half white.
People lie about the craziest shit.
Why would you say you're Puerto Rican if you're not Puerto Rican?
I mean, maybe because I said spoke Spanish. I don't know what it was.
So he was trying to impress you.
Yeah. And then he also like told me that he got fired from his job. And I'm like, that's okay. Like people get fired sometimes. I was really young at the time. And I was like, okay, that's okay. People get fired. And I was like, what did you get fired for? And he's like, insider trading. And I was like, what?
Oh yeah. That's a, that's a biggie.
And it wasn't because of like, he got caught doing the trading. It was because he was bragging about it around the office. And I'm like, that's, you're fucking stupid.
You're a ding-dong.
I would have been fine with the insider trading.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Like, you bragging about
it? You did it to yourself.
Absolutely
now,
not.
Gave you the Jordan Pensive Gentleman mug from The Bachelor. It's probably hot.
He looks very pensive.
Ooh, this is good.
Yeah?
Yeah, okay, this is a good one.
And then, I'm trying to think, the only one weird one-liner that I can think of on a date, there's probably so many, but maybe I've blacked them out.
I actually went on a date with someone in the vein of you just talked about that they lied and said that they were like a published novelist, and that was all a lie. It's like, don't you think I'm going to find that out?
Right. That's on Google.
Yeah.
What did you
think? It's actually not bad.
Thank you!
Yes!
I think our listener, this is a new recipe.
This is pretty good.
This is pretty good. The cookie makes it exciting.
Yeah, it's giving me something. Also, like, I don't know, I grew up eating like a lot of like diet food, so like
right, yes, so did we actually.
That's how we're monsters.
So fake food is like,
and I actually never thought about it that way, but I think that's why we like it.
Yeah, people who actually just like eat regular food. Like Lauren just eats regular food and she's like, what the fuck is this? Like I'm sure Carl eats regular food. Yeah. And is like, what are you doing?
But as someone who's like eating like Jenny Craig pizzas and I'm for like, just like the real thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Now it's the time for truth. And you said you were here for honesty and we know you are and we want to hear it. Mm. 1 to 10.
Mm. 1 to 10.
Based on what
I'm
going to
give
scale.
It a 4.
Okay.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
I'll
take it.
You know what? We can work with that.
Yeah.
I took 2 bites.
Yeah, you did.
You did take 2 bites.
Where did I put the spoon down?
You can put it on this paper if you want.
Now,
I'll
throw it out anyway.
I thought of you because I remember talking to you about dating.
Yeah.
And I felt like you had good esteem around dating, like good self-esteem of like knowing your own value, knowing your own worth. Like, I feel like I remember talking to you and you were like, no, like a guy needs to like take me out and like treat me right.
For sure.
That's a new thing for me of being like, actually letting someone else pay for me. And not even that, someone wanting to. Do you know what I mean? I feel like so often I'm the one who's like begging, like, maybe next time we could go Dutch. But that's changed now, which I'm glad about.
Yeah. I used to look at dates as like, oh, I really hope this person likes me. And now I'm like, I hope that I like this person. And like, I'm here to audit you.
It changes everything.
Yeah. Like, I don't give a shit if you like me because at the end of the day, I only like people who like me. So that's like a fundamental like thing that I need. So if you don't like me, then this ain't gonna work anyway because I really like
that. That was something that dawned on me and it changed everything for me. The sort of like, it no longer is it a question of, I hope they like me. It's just, do I like them? And it changes everything.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm sarcastic and I'm a comedian. Yeah. So, like, sometimes I like to, like, poke fun.
Yeah.
But even, like, figuring out the balance with that, because I'm like, I don't want to be, like, mean to the person.
Right.
And I find, like, with women, I don't do it. But with men, it's, like, because I secretly, like, hate them a little bit because, like, they kind of ruin the world.
Come on.
Yeah.
But,
Fair
enough. You know, but I will say that, like, if someone says something kind of, like, negative to me that I feel like isn't in jest, then I'm, like, completely over it. I remember, like, years ago, maybe, like, 7 years ago when I first moved to LA, I went on this date and this guy he was like, oh, what do you do? And I was like, oh, I'm an actor. And he was like, oh, so what restaurant do you work at? And
I
was
like, that's such bullshit.
I hate that
bitch,
question.
I do work at a restaurant, but don't do that.
Yeah,
don't
no, for
so
sure.
Rude.
I'm
yeah.
leaving. Give
that's
me my
so
things
belittling.
And box up my shit.
Yeah, by the way, belittling.
This is also what I want to say. Like, who else would be so brave to go after what they really love,
knowing that
it's going to be a fucking hard road and you're going to have to jobs you don't want? To me, that's real passion.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Then for a little bit, I went to just telling people I was an accountant.
Yeah.
I used to tell people I worked in insurance just so that everyone would just lay off.
Yeah, no one has any questions for people who work in insurance.
I do that on airplanes.
I do it in
stuff.
Ubers.
I'll do it in Ubers. I'll say I feel like I said I do like graphic design.
One time I said I was a lawyer in an Uber and forget it because everyone has a lawsuit.
You
know what I mean? And I was like, I'm not a good one.
Yeah.
Not what to say.
I'm not a good one. I'm a very bad lawyer.
Yeah, I'm a bad
whatever
lawyer.
You do, don't take my advice.
Like Giuliani better than me.
Yeah. That's on his website.
Lacey.
Lacey.
Thank you. to the ends of the earth for being here.
Thank you, Brad.
Everyone listen to Scam Goddess. Everyone watch iCarly. So good. Not to mention, everyone just follow her because she's up to everything.
She's so fun. She has such a glamorous life. Wow. What would you like
Not only is your
you
Instagram
do.
So good, but you're one of the few people who I think knows how to do Twitter. You're really good at it.
Oh, I love Twitter.
You're
Thank
so
you.
Good at it.
You all are so sweet.
I also loved your mom and your family at your birthday party.
Yeah, that was so... My mom meeting everyone in my life.
Fourth of July.
I was so happy you could come.
She's a Fourth... Fourth of July,
yeah.
So she throws a birthday party called Fourth of July.
Yeah, my invites sometimes go to spam, so I understand.
How fun
I
is
didn't
that?
Do one last year. I'm flirting with it this year.
I'm an every other year birthday party kind of thing. Like, yeah. I did one last year, and I was like, I don't know if I feel like one this year, but I want to do one next year.
Well, you're welcome to throw one here this year if you want one.
Thank you. Arden drew it for me last time.
Obviously.
Lacey. At Lacey Mosley everywhere.
Oh, Diva Lacey. D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I. Diva Lacey at all platforms.
Diva Lacey
everywhere. You know what? If you guys want to like and review us on Apple, here's some reviews we got.
Gorgeous Apple Podcast reviews.
Oh, my God. By the way, it really helps when... Now, Anna, will you tell people how to review us?
Yes. So, on your podcast app, whether on your computer or iPhone... You can scroll down on the No Autographs podcast page
and
all the way to the bottom.
Android. You might have an Android. iPhone or Android.
You can't review account
on
Android.
Never mind. All right.
So, but you can review on, you can do like a star review on Spotify.
Okay.
But if you're on the Apple Podcast app, you scroll all the way down to the bottom where you'll start to see the reviews. It says ratings and reviews. And you'll see under the first review that is portrayed, write a review.
There you go.
And then you just click that. And then if you have never written a review before, it will prompt you to make a
username. Great.
And then you can leave a review.
And by the way, it doesn't have to be clever or funny or charming. It can literally just be an emoji of a crying baby, 5 stars.
Great.
Okay, you want to get into some here?
Yeah.
Okay. These two are unhinged. 5 stars, Allie McReel. I literally hear every week just to listen to the guests try the PB Fit Cake. Brian and Arden have real joy, eat real sugar. Excuse me, we do have joy. Yeah. No one is going to like pumpkin and stevia. Lies. You're talking to two people who love it.
No, I have a problem. I can't eat sugar because I have like a chemical reaction where I want to eat all of it. So this is literally just so I'm not like eating out.
Fuck yeah.
Every 7-Eleven. I'm going to go eat out every 7-Eleven. 11 in Los
Fuck
Angeles.
Yeah.
Okay, here's one. 5 stars. Hi, hello. I thought the blank. Lyser 1986. I tell all my clients to listen to this podcast. It has everything. Brian, Arden, questionable mugcast guests.
Wonderful. Sienna 1995 says, best Friday joy. 5 stars. This is just the kind of pick me up I need as I go to work on a Friday to go crazy for the next 8 hours teaching kindergarten. Keep doing the Lord's work.
5 stars. RGF12. Arden has the most soothing voice. There is room for everyone to have different tastes and opinions in this world, except if you don't like this podcast, you're absolutely wrong.
Twinkle Tip, 5 stars. Obsessed. I need this podcast as much as I need a best friendship like Arden's and Brian's. The improv section will send you to the stars.
Okay, final one. 5 stars. I tell all my clients to listen to this podcast, Jake Murdoch 40. I tell all my clients to put on their jean panties, turn up Witchy Woman to full volume, and eat some Baby Fit pumpkin mud. Scrambled eggs optional. Brian, don't you feel so happy that, here's the thing. This really is my therapy when I know that I'm coming to record with you. We're going to come play with our friends. Like, I feel like no matter what's going on in my life, I'm okay.
Me too.
Because
this is real nice.
Because I feel like literally, I don't have to pretend to be anything other than how I am.
It's my truest self, honey.
I've got a burned lip. I've got a chopped up face.
Yep.
I'm doing better than I was doing yesterday.
Yeah.
And like, a lot of that is hanging out with you and making peanut butter cakes.
This is a little tease for next week. You guys are going to die.
Tell me.
At my No Autographs Please nomination next week. Arden, I was on such a roll.
Oh, my God. Turn
I was
off.
On such a roll. Okay. All right. Please review us.
We want to thank everybody who emailed in lines. The person who sent in the bride singing her way down the aisle was BJ Pete on Instagram. And, Brian, who were some of the people that you had lines from?
E-Money Honey, Samuel Byrne, Isabel 978, Lacey Fallen Bastard, Babery Creative, Tattooed Feminist Cat Lady, Chelsea, also Sammy Pants 2000, Angela, at Onatangent. There were some that were sent in anonymously, Tanya, Jonathan Luskineel, and Dangly Go-Go.
Some of mine, I don't know the name of, and I'm so sorry, but we have Sarah Schoenfield, we have Leah Lolly, we have Tabitha, Alyssa, Kate, Maxa. So we really appreciate everybody sending them in.
Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Katie. Thank you, Sergio. Thank you, Mark.
Thank you, Will Ferrell and Big Money Players and iHeart. Brian, what would you like to promote?
I think 911 hasn't. I think the season finale hasn't happened yet. So you can go see, or just go on Hulu and you can watch all the episodes there.
I'm on Marvelous Mrs. Maisel this season, so you can watch that. And then if you're in Seattle, I'll be at the Seattle Film Festival with a movie called Year of the Fox.
And Lacey, where do people go for iCarly? Paramount?
That's on Paramount Plus. Yeah. And then on Peacock is Lopez versus Lopez. The first season is happening right now, too. Yeah, and I think that's all the things that are all right
killing
now.
It. Yes. Killing it. Killing it. Okay.
Have a good one. We love you.
No autographs, please.
No,
no autographs. Autographs. Please.
Who are you wearing? Will there be press? Do I look fabulous and chic?
Honey, yeah.
Watch out. Arden and Brian, I hear it last. They're BFFs and they've got lots of podcast. But honey, no.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.